Okay. Hi everyone. Hold on, I just gotta go to Discord, go to the Happy Creative Inc. channel, and then type at Deej. It is imperative that you answer this as soon as you can. Should I drink the berry sangria or the strawberry peach? All right, we've sent our question off to Deej. Deej will determine which of the two Rockstar energy drinks that I've got with me that I'm going to be eating today, or drinking today. Probably not eating. let's see. So what was I saying? Oh yes. Deej said that he's got a goal he's gonna work towards, so we don't have to go into it right now. It's a noble goal, we'll say. And you know, Deej can go into it more on his own podcast if he wants to. But anyway, the point is, it's a goal that's going to require some effort and focus. So here's the deal that we're going to go with. This episode is for Deej specifically. For anyone but Deej, then I don't care if you like this episode. Sorry. Normally, I want everyone to like all the episodes. This episode, just for Deej. Because we're going to be playing Skyrim. And however long this episode is, Deej, you can listen to it, and then on the honor system, you have to go study for your thing as long as this episode goes, at minimum. And of course, I encourage you to do more. So we're going to start a new game. Oh, level one. Oh my gosh. Damn, Deej shouldn't answer my Discord question yet. And he's been typing on Twitter. Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Well, we got a black screen. Bethesda Game Studios presents. Should we turn this down a tiny bit? Oh, there he is. I can see him typing. He's typing in the chat right now. I wonder if this is going to be weird to Deej when I describe that I can see him typing and he remembers his past self typing. The Elder Scrolls V5. All right, so this is on the PS5. It's got some Ultimate Console graphics mods and stuff, but honestly, I'm looking at it. I think we're gonna have to get rid of this Ultimate Console graphics mod. Mostly, it makes stuff like the colors are off.
Finally awake.
Everyone's skin and hair looks weird.
Trying to cross the border, right?
Yeah, sure.
Walked right into that Imperial ambush.
Well,
same as us. And that thief over there.
Oh, the thief over here.
Stormcloaks.
Using the right stick to look around.
Came along. Empire was nice and lazy. If they hadn't been looking for you, could have stolen that horse and been halfway to Hammerfell. You there, you and me, we shouldn't be here. It's the Stormcloaks the Empire wants.
Yeah?
We're all brothers and sisters in binds now, thief.
Shut up back there.
True.
What's wrong with him, huh?
Watch your tongue. You're speaking to Ulfric Stormcloak, the true High King.
Ulfric? The Jarl of Windhelm?
Uh-oh.
You're the leader of the rebellion.
Uh-oh.
But if they capture you...
Our wagon is physicsing crazy.
I don't know where we're going. But
uh-oh.
Seven guard awaits.
No, this can't be happening. This isn't happening.
Our wagon is stuck. We got stuck on a log. There's like a mod that added expanded woods and trees and the stuff. And our wagon got stuck on a
Rorikstead. I'm
on a log on the path.
I'm from Rorikstead.
And now everyone's given the script, but we're not proceeding at all. I wonder if the game will fix itself after a little bit.
Dibella, Kinnereth, Akatosh, Divines. Please help me.
I hope Akatosh comes and saves us, because otherwise we're going to be stuck.
Look at him. General Tully is the military governor. And it looks like...
Yeah, all these lines are out of timer.
Damn elves. I bet they had something to do with this.
Hmm. Well, we sure look pretty stuck. I think we may have to remove some of these mods. Oh, can I even go? Okay, so we can open the menu and leave the game if we have to. I think we have to leave the game. This is, honestly, this is embarrassing for the mod makers. Like, that they would make a mod that breaks the opening of a game this bad. You know, you'd think that would be, like, a thing that you'd have to do. Let's go to... Quit. Quit to main menu, yes. You know, Deej was typing, but then never hit enter. Oh, wait, there we go, there we go. I say berry sangria. I was going to pick strawberry peach, but the babe explained what berry sangria is, and that sounds fancy. All right, so I have, as I said, a rock star of both flavors. Let's see how well this actually works. This is, It's okay. It's certainly much better than average for a Rockstar. I mean, most Rockstars are terrible. But I saw that Rockstars, you know, it's two for however much. It was like two for 450 Rockstars, and there was two different Rockstar flavors that I had never tried before, and that sounded interesting. So I decided to go with some Rockstars. You know how the gas stations are. Let's go to the mods menu. Play with mods at your own risk. You may experience issues with mods. Well, they did warn me. Right in the menu, they warned me. All right. So, my library. Wilds of Skyrim SE. More alive and immersive. I don't know that these texture packs... In epic enhanced console graphics. Let's unfavorite and then disable and then delete. Yeah, that was a miss. So here's some magic ones. FOS Forests of Skyrim. Adds a generous amount of trees to areas that should be heavily forested to make the game more lore friendly, to make the player feel like they are truly lost in a forest. Try not to get lost. Trees added so far, 1,917. Well, that's fine. Let's disable this mod for now. Dense Forest. Helgen Keep Exit. Helgen all the way to the Standing Stones. Okay. So, I think Forests of Skyrim is the offending mod. And we can just disable it. And then we can re-enable it after... the game starts, and after, like, we do that one sequence. We're not ever going to bring back that epic enhanced console graphics thing, because that was just gross. So, we leave the mod menu, and in leaving the mod menu, it's like, oh, we have to reload things. Hey, you know what? I should have noticed that the emblem itself was actually kind of a weird green-gold color, and I thought that was just the color, but actually that was part of the epic enhanced console graphics thing, because now it's the more normal silvery color. So let's hit new and then start. It's 5:55 p.m. I have a thing to run at 7 p.m. so we could do this. I know we've been at it a little bit, but we could do this for another hour. Bethesda, yeah, you know the whole deal. Let's have some more berry sangria while we wait. For the part we saw before. Yeah, the colors definitely look... normal. They're what you might call a little muted. I think it's supposed to be that, like, the fog is affecting the sunlight or something. We could look for a different mod to spruce up the shaders.
Hey, you. You're finally awake.
You were trying to cross the border, right?
Yep, that's me.
Right into that Imperial ambush. Same as us. And that thief over there.
Damn you, Stormcloaks. Skyrim was fine until you came along. Empire was nice and lazy. If they hadn't been looking for you, they'd have stolen that horse and been halfway to Hammerfell. You there, you and me, we shouldn't be here.
Huh?
It's these Stormcloaks the Empire wants.
We're all brothers and sisters.
You know, this thief guy is, like, pretty...
Shut up back there.
...tattered and ragged.
What's wrong with him, huh?
Watch your tongue. You're speaking to Ulfric Stormcloak, the true High King.
Ulfric? The Jarl of Windhelm?
You know...
You're the leader of the rebellion.
We're still pathing wrong.
You? Oh, gods.
We're pathing less wrong than before.
I don't know where we're going.
But I think...
A sovereign guard awaits.
I think we haven't fixed the mods problem.
This isn't happening.
Yeah. What's his name?
What
the guy that you can side with on his horse? He, like, just kind of walked up through the mountainside. And our horse is trying to go off the path.
I'm from Rorikstead.
Maybe, let's... Yep, in the quest journal. All right, we'll quit. Let's go back to our mods list. How many mods can we disable before we can play the game? Can we disable all mods, I guess? That's probably what we'll do if there's too much more silliness here. The Wilds of... Added wild horses, larger deer herds. This Wilds of thingy might be affecting stuff. The rest of these are like texture packs and stuff, right? Let's disable the Wilds of Skyrim SE. And then let's go to our load order and briefly go through. So these magics, no cooldown shouts. These are texture packs. Let's see. All these texture stuff should be fine. Immersive Citizens, AI Overhaul. Yeah, that should be fine. The Wilds and Forests off. Gemstone Recovery. Silver. Better combat soon. Alright, let's try this one more time with that off. And, you know, maybe if we turn off if we turn off all the mods, and, like, the game still won't even let us get to Helgen, then that's hilarious. Could the AI modification, the AI script modification mod, be messing with the script of where to go down the path? I don't know. If it doesn't work this time, we'll just disable every single mod, and then we can turn the mods back on after we've gone through this, like, ultra bespoke scripted event. Of course, it's kind of funny that this goes wrong on console. Because I've installed, like, way more mods in the PC version of Skyrim. And it never once had issues.
Finally awake.
Am I finally awake?
You were trying to cross
or am I still dreaming?
Right into that
dreaming of a
ambush.
Skyrim where I could get down the end of the path into
there.
The town of Helgen.
Damn you, Stormcloaks. Skyrim was fine until you came along. Empire was nice.
Again.
Easy.
Like I was saying, what's with this thief character? And he's like,
Hammerfell.
He's got the most tattered robes ever.
We shouldn't be here.
He's like all dirty
Storm
and grimy. Like he's some sort of,
brothers and sisters,
you know, soldier
now.
Living in the woods for 1,000 years.
Back there.
But
what's wrong with him? Huh?
I don't know.
Watch your tongue. You're speaking to Ulfric.
Like, why wouldn't the thief just be wearing normal clothes?
Ulfric.
You'd think that if he was in rags, he would stand out as a thief, right? And then he would...
They captured you.
Like, people would notice that he's thieving their stuff. I don't know, maybe that's me.
But Sovereign Guard awaits.
No, this can't be happening.
Uh-oh.
This isn't happening.
I think we're gonna make it this time, friends. I guess I don't know. I should have said, oh yes, instead of uh-oh.
Why do you care?
Yeah, so...
Last
the...
Should be
The Wilds of Skyrim and Forests of Skyrim.
I'm from Rorikstead.
It was actually a different problem from each mod, so probably both mods would interfere with the opening wagon scene.
Mara, Dibella, Kinnereth, Akatosh, Divines, please help me.
Yeah, we have some NPCs in the background carrying around buckets
Tully
and stuff.
The military governor,
I'm sure they're fine.
And it looks like the Dalmor are with him.
Oh yeah, now that we get out of the fog, things definitely look a lot more crisp and nice. I mean, do they look like 4K graphics with 700 FPS?
This is still
Skyrim after all.
Wonder if
but it looks nice.
Is still making that mead with juniper berries mixed in. When I was a boy, Imperial walls and towers used to make me feel so safe.
So safe. Before you decided to be a racial purity buff.
Why? I want to watch the soldiers.
A lot of people are like, oh, are you going to side with the Stormcloaks or the Imperials? And I'm like, well, I don't know. The Imperials are bad or whatever, I guess. But they're not trying to kill every race except the Nords.
Why do you think?
So...
End of the line.
I mean, it's kind of like lesser of two fascisms, I guess you could say.
No, wait, we're not rebels.
Face your death with some courage, thief.
You've got to tell them we weren't with you. This is a mistake.
Oh, look at how much grass is on this little path through the town. There's so many little grasses.
Empire loves their damn lists.
This is great.
Ulfric Stormcloak.
Autosave!
It has been an honor, Jarl Ulfric.
So now...
Bailoff of Riverwood.
Wait, where'd you go, Bailoff? Oh, there you are. You kind of clipped behind me for a second.
Lokir of Rorikstead.
No! I'm not a rebel! You can't do this!
Halt!
You're not gonna kill me!
Archers!
He's running...
Anyone else feel like running?
The archers shoot him. It's funny,
wait,
when the archers shoot him,
you there. Step forward.
Like his hands become unbound because, like, I guess the game doesn't know how to ragdoll and also have arms. Okay, so we need to pick our race. Our race is obviously Argonian. Our body type, we can go with male. Presets, skin tone. Kind of... Let's go with, like, a darker green. Our head... We can either have complexion or not have complexion, it looks like. Let's have no complexion, no dirt, no dirt color. Scars? We'll do no scars. War paint. We can put war paint on, like, our horns. So we have like horns coming down under out of our chin. Is that body type? That's skin tone. So the horn style. Let's do no war paint for now. And then go to face. Nose type. Let's do the second nose type. Is that? Yeah, that's probably fine. Nose height, nose length. Oh, we're gonna go a big ol' honker. A big snoot. We want, like, Borzoi level snoot here. Jaw width, jaw height, jaw forward, cheekbones, cheek color, laugh lines, nose color, chin color, neck color. Wait, chin color? We're gonna put a lot of blue. Oh, neck, no, we don't want neck color. On chin color, we're gonna put, like, a little... Like some extra black scales on our chin. That sounds good. So the neck is going to be like the normal lighter green. And then forehead color. Okay. Let's go with the same. So we're going to make our forehead and our chin have the same, like, almost black coloration. Eyes. What's eyeshadow? Oh, eyeshadow is like our eyebrows on this case. Like on a human, you would normally have like eyeshadow under the eyes, but yeah, let's go with that same dark black color, darkish black color for the eyeshadow. So like our like the eyebrow ridges, eyebrows, mouth shape. We have a few different mouth shapes, but I think that's fine. Mouth height, chin, lip color. I don't think we need to change our lip color. Here we go. Hair. Our hair is that we will have feathers. We'll have feathers, but no horns. And our hair color is going to be blue. Is there a blue in here somewhere? Oh, there's got to be blue in here, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we got blue feathers as our hair color. Now, for the lip color, let's do that blackish color. It's like second from the end, it's like a blackish color. So we got kind of medium green skin, light green in the more lightly scaled areas. And then in the spots where it gets strongly scaled, it like turns black. And then we got a head covered in blue feathers, but no major horns. But we got our standard chin, like our jowl horns, you know? So we can hit done on all this. Our name, instead of prisoner, we got our standard keyboard here. So we'll do LOKATHOR. Lokathor. That's us.
Are you a relative of one of the Rift and Dockworkers, Agonian?
Captain, what should we do? He's not on the list.
Forget the list. He goes to the block.
By your orders, Captain. I'm sorry. We'll make sure your remains are returned to Black Marsh. Follow the captain, prisoner.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we're just gonna execute anyone anywhere all the time.
Ulfric Stormcloak. Some here in Helgen call you a hero, but a hero doesn't use a power like the voice to murder his king and usurp his throne.
Sure he does.
You started this war, plunged Skyrim into chaos, and now the Empire is going to put you down and restore the peace.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Carry on.
Oh?
Yes, General Tullius.
We can't see anything.
As we commend your souls to Aetherius, blessings of the eight divines upon you.
For the love of Talos, shut up and let's get this over with.
Learn as you wish.
Oh man, it messed up the timing on that.
I haven't got all morning.
Oh wait, here we go. I haven't got all morning. Oh, what a cheeky thing to say as they're about to cut off your head, you know?
My ancestors are smiling at me, Imperials. Can you say the same?
You know, honestly, the block that they have here doesn't look like it would properly...
Justice!
Death to the Stormcloaks!
I've never understood who is shouting, you Imperial bastards.
Because,
you know, like, there aren't any villagers out here. But it's so far away. Is it supposed to be that lady Stormcloak over there?
Did you hear that?
I said, next prisoner.
To the block, prisoner. Nice and easy.
Well, they don't even move the old corpse out of the way. Gosh.
What in oblivion is that?
So, as we're about to get our head chopped off, a dragon comes out of the sky, lands on the tower, and scream! And the sky turns all crazy, and there's fireballs coming down out of everywhere. It's all Calamity Ganon nonsense. This is really the inspiration for Calamity Ganon when you think about it.
This way!
Now we can use the left stick to move, in addition to the right stick to walk around.
What is that thing? The legend we
legends.
Ah! We tried to go up the tower, but... Ouch, ouch. The dragon breathes fire into the tower. Let's see. Oh, we can't get any higher up. I guess we'll have to jump out here. Let's go through this little second floor down to here. Oh, now we're with an Imperial guy. We evade the dragon breath.
Keep close to me if you want to stay that way.
Okay.
Gunnar, take care of the boy. I have to find General Tullius and join the defense.
God's guide you, Hadvar.
Hadvar. So this Imperial guy is named Hadvar. Yeah, we'll stay close to the wall. I haven't done this 20 times.
Quickly, follow me!
I think it's always kind of neat that the wing of the dragon clips in between you and Hadvar most of the time. As like, you're getting way too close to this.
It's you and me, prisoner!
Oh.
Stay close!
I think I just got murdered. Oh, wait. No, I got physics'd. Like, it pushed me out of first person because I got physics too hard. Alright, we're catching up with Hadvar. There's like a spells mod that I have to adjust how all the spells work.
I hope that dragon takes you all to Sovereign Guard.
You, come on!
With me, prisoner, let's go!
We can enter with Hadvar or enter with Rolf, but we're gonna enter with Hadvar. This Rolf guy seems a little.
Looks like we're the only ones who made it. Is that really a dragon?
Ethnocentric.
Bring us to the end times.
We should keep moving. Come here. Let me see if I can get those bindings off.
Yeah.
There you go. Take a look around. There should be plenty of gear to choose from. I'm going to see if I can find something for these.
Okay, we're gonna take some armor and a sword.
Give that sword a few swings, too. Let's keep moving. That thing is still out there.
Got some gold on the table. There's a copy of Mixed Unit Tactics in the 5 Years War, Volume 1. I don't think we need to take that, but that's always interesting. So how do I... Is it pushing the menu button? Quest Journal. Nope. Is it... Do I... You cannot wait in this location. How do I... Nope. Share button doesn't do it. Is it... How do I open my inventory?
I don't... Come on. This way.
Push X to pull the chain. I guess he already pulled the chain for us.
We need to get
better down here than out there.
Just give me a minute. I'm out of breath.
Is it square? So we can square to draw our fists.
Maybe we can reason with them.
I don't know what L and R do. L2 and R2 let us use our hands. Circle! Circle opens our stuff. Okay, items. Okay, weapons. Iron sword.
Oh no, we only want two.
Okay, items. Let's just go to all. Here we go. So instead of, we don't want foot wraps. Imperial, light armor. Notes and facts on the effects of silver. The purity of your silver equipment burns creatures of unnatural magic when they attack you. Oh yeah, that's one of the mods we have. It makes silver equipment actually have an effect versus vampires and stuff, which is stylistic. Let's see, rough spun tunic. Let's drop that with square. We can drop our notes. Helgen keep key. I guess we want to keep that around.
If you want to die,
all right.
That is Let's.
Oh, chop. One-handed increase to 16. Ah, and then we, like, ultra-kill that guy.
Let me see if I can get that door open.
Press L2 to block. Search this soldier. I want to take his fur gauntlets. His iron warhammer. The damage is significantly high. Oh, no, that's a two-handed. I wish they would tell you what the damage is. While staying as a one-handed weapon. Okay, yeah, we're gonna take the mace and the hide shield. And then circle... Ah. Circle items. I'm not keen on that way of interfacing with it. But we will have to cope. Let's see... Hide shield. So we have a mace instead of a sword. Yeah, that sounds fine. We'll drop the sword. Press square to ready your weapon.
Come on, this way.
Okay. Gotta go down the stairs with Hadvar.
Damn, that dragon doesn't give up easy.
What are you doing? We need to get out of
here. We seem to have had our place, our pathway destroyed by rubble.
Hey!
Someone there? You hear something?
Take us alive!
We got some storm cloaks in here.
Victory's.
One-handed increase to 17. And then we get another insta-kill versus, well, not insta-kill, but like
an old story.
Kill cam
see if
kill.
Find some potions. Might come in handy.
Let's see. Magicka potion. Oh, we can take some gold. There's charcoal and wine. I don't think we need any of that. Stormcloak soldier, we don't. I mean, like, we could be constantly lifting all their stuff and selling it, but I don't. Right now, that doesn't sound like a good system. Good thing to do. Let's see. Search sack. We can take all the salt. We can take all the tomatoes. We can take all the cabbage. And lo, the Dovahkiin paused in the middle of the fight and ate 40 heads of cabbage.
Done then. This
His
way.
Strength was restored so that he could fight Mighty Akatosh. All right,
let's... Torture room. Gods, I wish we didn't need these. Hear that?
Come on.
Quit them.
I like how he's just like, wish we didn't need those torture rooms. But we don't really, like, interrogate.
And a bit upset at how I've been entertaining their comrades.
Don't you even know what's going on?
Unlock cage novice? You're out of lockpicks.
A dragon. Please, don't make nonsense.
Can we reach?
Although, come to think,
how do we...
I did hear some odd noises coming from over there.
Come with us. We need to get out of here.
Oh, hey, look. We can take an iron dagger and a brief history of the Empire, which we don't need, but we can take...
Didn't you hear me?
A lockpick. We can take two lockpicks.
Forget the old man. I'll come with you.
Wait a second. Looks like there's something in this cage.
The Book of the Dragonborn. Well, that sounds like something we should take with us. Iron dagger. Knapsack? Here we go. It is square to take all.
See if you can get it open with some picks. We'll need everything we can get.
Okay. L to rotate the lock pick and R to rotate the lock. Okay. Okay. We have picked the lock. We got a Book of Sparks. Can search the mage and take all his stuff, which incidentally. Hey, look! The default position of the lockpick was enough for that cage. Oh, there's nothing in this cage. I was robbed by my own inability to pay attention. I mean, I'm sure we got lockpick experience or whatever. Okay, so we do circle, then we go to items. And then we go to all. So we want to go to... Increase your magicka by 30 points. Yeah, we'll put on the novice hood and novice robes. Spell Tome Sparks. Let's learn it. Okay, good. Now circle and then magic. Got a flame that does 8 damage per second. Targets on fire take extra damage. Lightning does 8 points of shock damage to health and magic per second. 16 per second. Flames is 13 per second. So we can keep flames active for just a hair longer. We can keep flames active for just a little bit longer than our shock. So we'll go with that. Hissed skin. Evoke the power of the hissed to recover health 10 times faster for 60 seconds. Oh, that's our, that's our race power as an Argonian. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we get a warning about low magicka. 7. We have about 7 seconds of magicka. And now it's coming back a little bit slow.
Better down here than out there.
Alright, well, Hadvar's gonna... Come on, Hadvar.
Better down here than out there.
I guess Hadvar's gonna wait for us to go first. Very brave of him. Very brave of this Imperial soldier to wait for the Lizard Wizard to go first. Oh, hey, there's a guy. Torturer's assistant. Well, you know, it's hard to find good help. If you have an assistant and they really know, like, your style, they always have the tools ready. I guess everybody needs some assistance. Stormcloak soldier. Well, down she goes. Ah, what? Ah. Okay. The torture's assistant actually he's doing the animation where he's like an essential character that can't die.
No.
They're trying to shoot at us with bows. Should we? We're not gonna. These Stormcloak soldiers all have nothing significant. Therefore, we should not get shot with arrows. Oh, hey, look, there we go. Okay, they were standing in a pile of oil and we lit the oil on fire. Now we're keeping a stone. Wait, Hadvar, no! Hadvar!
Good luck, you two.
Hadvar walked through the fire. Kinda wish you hadn't done that, buddy. But oh well. We're not gonna. I mean, I guess at this point our verisimilitude is what you might call low. So. Alright, hey look, we're at a drawbridge. X to use lever. This drops a bridge down. We hear spooky sounds.
I guess we're lucky that didn't come down on top of us.
Oh, the tunnel behind us collapsed. Alright, now we're in a section with a little river. This is like a natural cave section. There's also some like, there's like a little sewer thingy. And a bar is broken off. How do we hop? Hop with triangle? What is this, Breath of the Wild? Alright, we'll do it. X to take. I bet I can fix the controls. Because, like, there's a menu button, there's a jump button, there's an action button, and then, like, square to raise and lower our arms?
That doesn't go anywhere.
I don't know. Alright, Hadvar went the wrong way, so we'll proceed forward. Frostbite spiders. Frostbite spiders, I hope, have a weakness to fire.
That'll teach you to close me. What next, giant snakes?
Let's see. Oh, we can search the web sack, take a skeever tail, of course. I hope that anyone that is got arachnophobia is not put off by the sound of me fighting a spider, because that would be real, real bad on the arachnophobia front. Sure, there are such people. I just hope I'm not upsetting you. Man, I accidentally pushed the menu button again. How do I unmenu? Okay. So yeah, I think I want menu on triangle. I probably want menu on triangle.
Hold up. There's a bear just ahead. See her?
All right, we're going to sneak past the bear.
With her right now. You might be able to sneak by. Just take it nice.
Detected? All right, we stay in place, and we're hidden. Ah, detected, hidden. The bear's looking at us. Looking around. Going back. Ah, detected, crap. Every time I move, it's detected. I'm pushing, ah. So every time I move, I guess I'm just supposed to move more. Because, like, as the bear is standing up, it can't search. So we take a few steps. The bear looks around. The bear goes back to sleep. So then we take a few steps, get detected. The bear looks around. And wanders around. And then goes back to sleep. Okay.
That was close.
You know, I think that's probably the first time I've ever snuck past the bear. Ever.
This looks like the way out.
I always just go for fighting the bear. We'd ever make it. To Skyrim, it says. Survival mode. Survival adds the need to eat, sleep, and stay warm. It also adds additional challenges such as no fast travel, reduced carry weight, and leveling up only when you sleep. See the survival mode entry and help for details. Enable survival mode? No, that sounds terrible. This is a video game that's supposed to be easy and casual. That's the point of Skyrim. If I wanted to play a hard game, I'd play Dark Souls.
Looks like he's gone for good this time. But I don't think we should stick around to see if he comes back.
Closest town from there is Riverwood.
Completed Unbound.
Blacksmith there. I'm sure he'd help you out.
Started before the storm.
It's probably best if we split up. Good luck. I wouldn't have made it without your help today.
We can just go with Hadvar all the way to Riverwood. So, let's do that. I guess we can put our arms down. There's a lot of vegetation here,
this,
even without the...
You should go to Solitude and join up with the Imperial Legion.
Yeah?
We could really use someone like you.
Yeah, but
the
weren't you guys...
have themselves a dragon. General Tullius is the only one who can stop them.
Wouldn't... Were you trying to kill me a second ago? I love that we get a quest to join the Imperial Legion. No questioning whether or not we want to join an Imperium. Which is, of course. Of course you want to become a member of the Empire. I mean, I guess you could say that the element of player choice is like, do we actually go do that quest or whatever?
See that ruin up there? Bleak Falls Barrow. When I was a boy, that place always used to give me nightmares.
Okay.
Draugr creeping down the mountain to climb through my window at night. That kind of thing. I admit, I still don't much like the look of it.
I heard the craziest shit the other day. Apparently in Chinese folklore, the Chinese version of a zombie is, like, not able to, like, move its feet off the ground or, like, hop or anything. It just shuffles. We're gonna activate the Mage Stone. Those under the sign of the Mage will learn all magic skills 20% faster. Yeah.
13 ancient standing stones that dot Skyrim's landscape. Mage, eh? Well, to each his own. It's not for me to judge.
Hadvar, don't give me that crap. Anyway, So if you've ever seen that, like, ancient Chinese dwellings have, like, a little barrier at the doorway, like, the door doesn't open all the way to the ground. There's, like, a little tiny, like, 3-inch board that you have to step over as you're getting inside the house.
But until we
this is, like, how mansions are designed and stuff, if you ever see them in, like, a Chinese drama. Anyway, they're designed like that because it keeps zombies out, because zombies won't be able to step over the little piece of wood, supposedly. Which is, like, a hilarious limitation for zombies to have. Like, you'd be so afraid of zombies, but also those zombies would not be able to step over a little tiny board. I don't know. It just strikes me as silly. If you're gonna be afraid of zombies, be afraid of some dangerous zombies. Hey, look, a wolf. A second wolf, that is. Haha, now we have your arrows, Hadvar. Ah.
Come on. I feel...
We're getting a lot of wolf pelts here. We got three wolves. Alright. You know, I think it's kind of weird that Hadvar suggests that you split up, but then also, like, there's all this dialogue recorded and, like, events and stuff of what happens if you don't split up. I think that's interesting. I think that's that a lot of games would not bother to record the line where he's like, well, you should go do whatever you want, and if they also have a whole bunch of events for if you do follow along. They'd want you to experience all the content, you know?
Things look quiet enough here. Come on, there's my uncle.
Alright. Oh, yep, there's the uncle. He's the blacksmith. I'm sure you've all played Skyrim before.
Hello. Hadvar, what are you doing here? Are you on leave from Shores, Bones? What happened to you, boy?
Shh, uncle, kind please, of trouble? Keep your voice down. I'm fine, but we should go inside to talk.
What's going on? And who's this?
He's a friend. Saved my life, in fact. Come on, I'll explain everything, but we need to go inside.
Okay, okay, come inside then. Sigrid will get you something to eat, and you can tell me all about it.
A dragon! I saw a dragon!
What? What is it now, Mother?
It was as big as the mountain and black as night. It flew right over the barrel.
Dragon, was it? Please, Mother. If you keep on like this, everyone in town will think, please. And I've got better things to do than listen to more of your fantasies.
Yeah, if you keep talking about dragons, no one's gonna believe you. So let's go into Alfor and Sigrid's house.
Sigrid, we have company.
Let's see, let's eat. We're gonna take a bread. And then we're gonna go to items. Food. And then eat it with X. Excellent.
Hadvar.
Let's sit in this chair.
We've been worried about you. Come, you two must be hungry. Sit down and I'll get you something to eat.
Now then, boy. What's the big mystery? What are you doing here looking like you lost an argument with a cave bear?
I don't know where to stop. You know I was assigned to General
Hadvar, what are you doing?
We were stopped in Helgen when we were attacked.
Uh-oh.
By a dragon.
Uh-oh.
Dragon?
I goofed up the script.
Ridiculous. You aren't drunk.
So I sat down in the chair, right?
Husband.
And then Hadvar, I think Hadvar was supposed to sit
not
in the chair.
To tell.
But instead Hadvar went downstairs.
The whole place.
And he's like
confusion.
Leaning on the...
I don't know if anyone else got out alive.
He's leaning on the table myself,
if not
downstairs.
My here.
Well, we can take some iron arrows.
I need to get back to solitude and let them know what's happened. I thought you could help us out. Food, supplies, a place to stay.
Hunting bow? Do we have a... I know that... Or I'm interrupting the whatever, but... Weapons. We have some long bows. These are damage 6. But they're value 30. All right, well, we'll take the hunting bow.
Is a friend of mine. Glad to help however I can. Like I said.
Oh.
Glad to help in any way I can.
Now it's pulled us into a dialogue, but we're in the basement while Alvor's on the first floor.
Need your
so
help.
It has us talking through the whatchamacallit. Okay, so he's offering us a bunch of stuff. Alright, we'll take the iron and the lockpick. And, you know, potions of healing? Sure, we'll want those. The two rings? They're worth 160 each. Sure? But the wine and the apple and the honing brew mead. What is this? Adar cheese wedge? Yeah, maybe we're a lizard that likes
Yarl
cheese.
Needs to know if there's a dragon on the loose. Riverwood is defenseless. We need to get word to Jarl Balgruuf in Whiterun to send whatever soldiers he can. If you'll do that for me, I'll be in your debt.
Yeah, okay. How do I get to Whiterun from here?
Cross the river and then head north. You'll see it just past the falls. When you get to Whiterun, just keep going up. When you get to the top of the hill, you're at Dragon's Reach.
Okay.
The Jarl's palace.
Fair enough. Hey, can I use your forge?
I see no harm in it, if you have the skill. The grindstone will improve your weapons. Use the table to improve your armor. If you've got the raw materials, you can use the forge to make something new.
Yeah, well, I have the raw materials because you just gave them to me. Alright. I'd like to armor my horse. Well, I don't have a horse. Let's leave
hey,
this conversation.
You need, my within reason,
did you really
of course.
See a dragon?
Until
what did
next
it look
time.
Like? Did it have big teeth?
Hush, well, child. Don't pester your cousin.
You two make yourselves at home.
Dorothy is quite the precocious child. There's a coin purse. I'm just gonna...
I trust you're not planning any trouble. What can I do for you, friend?
I'm gonna take these gold coins. I'm allowed to take them according to this. What's this book? A Gentleman's Guide to Whiterun? I don't think we need to read that because we are no gentlemen. We are a wizard! Well, I guess we gotta go to Whiterun. So it's, Oh, there's some fish over there. I kind of want to have some fish, but we're on an important task. We got to tell the Jarl about the dragon right away. Hey, you know what? These signs are actually readable. Riften, Markath, Solitude, Whiterun, Windhelm, Riverwood, Ivarstead, Helgen. Oh, what was this? We got a thistle branch. This is our first collectible. There's a deer on the path here. Oh, he moves away as soon as we approach. I was gonna consider burninating him with our flame spell. Oh, hey, you know what? Let's check our skills page. Despite the magic mod, like, doing a million magic things, I guess it adds more spells, but it looks like the actual, whatchamacallit, like, the constellation, the perks, it looks like the perks are the same. Maybe we'll have to get a different, perks mod at some point. I'll look into that later. Oh, is there a wolf chasing me? Oh, there is. You know what? I'm gonna have to turn off this kill cam thing. Because this is ridiculous. Take a wolf pelt. Can I turn off kill cams? Let's see. General stats. System. Installed content mod settings. Gameplay? Look sensitivity. Oh, we're gonna turn it up by one. We're gonna turn it up by one every so often. Survival mode, difficulty adept, show floating markers. Save on rest, save on weight, save on travel. Save on character menu. Well, we could disable or enable that, I guess. None of these. How about display? We've got brightness, HUD opacity, crosshair, dialogue subtitles, and general subtitles. We definitely want on. Depth of field, we're going to turn down by 2 notches. Because I'm... And then audio, of course. Alright, so kill cams don't appear to be a setting that we can just turn off.
This is none of your concern, citizen.
Those Imperial soldiers are a little bit grumpy. And here's the thing. I bet we could burn him to death. I bet we could burn all of them to death. We could kill all 4 people there. Have 0 bounty on our head because we murdered every last witness. Here we're getting to the river. And then at the end of the path, there's a bridge over the river. To our right, and then there's a bridge in front of us, and then the road looks like it goes left. It's getting foggy out. Haunting Brew Meadery discovered. Oh, you know what's unfortunate? You can't, like, when you're playing with keyboard and mouse, you can move your character. As you move your vision, as you spam, like, pick up item to pick up all the stuff on the ground. But you can't do that on a controller because your left stick and right stick. I mean, I guess we could maybe crab claw this. I don't know how I'm supposed to be pushing X and also using the right stick and the left stick all at the same time. There's someone named Bjorlum. Oh, he's the wagon master. Servio Pelaga? No, none of those people are the people we want to talk to right now.
Ismir, it's true. A jester, funny suit and all. Just north by the Laureus farm. Fool had a coffin in a cart with a broken wheel. I'd like to see him laugh his way out of that.
Okay, we have a quest to talk to the strange jester at some point. I'm sure we'll get to that. But the Jarl really wants us to... And you know, I'd never heard that conversation before. I've played this game several times, gone up this path to Whiterun several times, and I have never seen that particular conversation. It's kind of weird that the walls here are like kind of slapdash and stuff.
City's closed with the dragons about. Official business only.
What? Buddy, Riverwood calls for the Jarl's aid.
In danger too? You better go on in. You'll find the Jarl in Dragon's Reach at the top of the hill.
Alright, we're taking some Purple Mountain flowers. Let's open the doors to go into Whiterun. Whiterun discovered.
We'll pay whatever it takes, but we must
as D9 once made the joke. It was right here, everybody. It was here the whole time. It's very funny when we have to discover the location.
Give me your money.
The thing.
I don't have any money.
Give me 5 septums right now, or I'm gonna bloody your nose.
What is this fucking bullying?
I know your family's honor is important to you, but we can't afford it.
It took me weeks to find that thief's death. I can't stop.
Oh my gosh, you're all terrible. I hate all of you. With your chatter. There is a dragon about. We need to report to the Jarl right away about this dragon situation. Dragon's Reach discovered.
My lord, please. You have to listen.
Yeah?
What would you have me do?
Whoa.
The meaning of this interruption?
Jarl Balgruuf is not receiving visitors. This is no
time. Aerith, calm down. Alvor sent me. Riverwood is in danger.
My job is to deal with all dangers that threaten the Jarl or his people. Then? So you have my attention. Now explain yourself.
A dragon has destroyed Helgen.
You know about Helgen? The Jarl will want to speak to you personally. Approach.
All right. We approach.
So you were at Helgen. You saw this dragon with your own eyes?
Yes, I had a great view while the Imperials were trying to cut off my head.
Really? You're certainly forthright about your criminal past. But it's none of my concern who the Imperials want to execute, especially now. What I want to know is, what exactly happened at Helgen?
Well, let's see. Oh, I can mention Ulfric Stormcloak here. The Imperials were about to execute Ulfric Stormcloak, then the dragon attacked.
I should have guessed Ulfric would be mixed up in this. What do you say now, Proventus? Shall we continue to trust in the strength of our walls? Against the dragon?
Against the dragon? Question mark?
Send troops to Riverwood at once. It's in the most immediate danger. If that dragon is lurking in the mountains...
That is a provocation. He'll assume we're preparing to join Ulfric's side and attack him. We should
not. I'll not stand idly by while the dragon burns my hold and slaughters my people. Irileth, send a detachment to Riverwood at once.
Yes, my Jarl.
If you'll excuse me, I'll return to my duties.
That would be best. Well done. You sought me out on your own initiative. You've done Whiterun a
service. It wasn't our own initiative.
I won't
forget.
We
were asked to do this.
Take this as a small token of my esteem. There is another thing you could do for me. Suitable for someone of your particular talents?
Particular talents, that's me.
Come, let's go find Faringar, my court wizard. He's been looking into a matter related to these dragons and rumors of dragons.
They're not rumors anymore, buddy. The dragons are real, I'm telling you. The Gundams are on Earth, all right? You gotta get with the fucking program. If you don't take these reports seriously, it's gonna be your ass on the line. Oh my gosh, and he's just sauntering so slowly to come over to this court wizard guy.
Faringar, I think I've found someone who can help you with your dragon.
Faringar has a light spell going on right now. It is like blinding, like lens flare blinding to look at him.
Can be of use to me. Oh yes, he must be referring to my research into the dragons. Yes, I could use someone to fetch something for me. Well, when I say fetch, I really mean delve into a dangerous ruin in search of an ancient stone tablet that may or may not actually be there.
What does this have to do with dragons?
Ah, no mere brute mercenary, but a thinker. Perhaps even a scholar? You see, when the stories of dragons began to circulate, many dismissed them as mere fantasies, rumors, impossibilities.
Yeah?
One sure mark of a fool is to dismiss anything that falls outside his experience as being impossible.
You know, you're not
but
the
I
worst
began
friend,
to search for information about dragons. Where had they gone all those years ago? And where were they coming from?
Well, so what do you need me to do?
I learned of a certain stone tablet said to be housed in Bleak Falls Barrow. A dragon stone said to contain a map of dragon burial sites. Go to Bleak Falls Barrow, find this tablet, no doubt interred in the main chamber, and bring it to me. Simplicity itself.
Okay. Anything you can tell me about Bleak Falls Barrow?
A tomb built by the ancient Nords, perhaps dating back to the Dragon War itself. Ah, maybe you just want to know how to get there. It's near Riverwood, a miserable little village a few miles south of here.
Oh my gosh, I'm just about thinking that you weren't the worst, Faringar. How do you know this stone tablet is in Bleak Falls Barrow?
Well, must preserve some professional secrets, mustn't we? I have my sources. Reliable sources.
All right, whatever.
Off to Bleak Falls Barrow with you. The Jarl is not a patient man. Neither am I, come to think of it.
Need it quickly, before it's too late.
Of course, Jarl Balgruuf. You seem to have found me an able assistant. I'm sure he will prove most useful.
Succeed at this, and you'll be rewarded. Whiterun will be in your debt.
Okay. Off we go.
Make it quick.
Whoa. What? Oh. We walked near Frendrix, the weapon master, and he's eating some bread over at the table. You know, it's getting on to the evening within the context of the video game. Active effects. The Mage Stone. Your Argonian lungs can breathe underwater. Okay, so we just permanently water breathe. Good. Can we try this out? We can barely get our head underwater in the little pond outside the Jarl's thing. I think it's perhaps amusing that there's that big, gasping sound effect, even if you're an Argonian that has water breathing. I don't know. I've never been an Argonian with water breathing powers. Oh, crap. I keep pushing jump, or what I think is jump. Jump is on, like, every button. It's on the top button. It's on the bottom button. It's on the right button. I guess I can't think of when jump is on the left button.
Yes, Housecat. We'll leave immediately.
You know what? I see now that it is 6:53, and as I said, I have a thing to do at 11. So I think that this is our stopping place for Skyrim. And if you've listened to this and you've been Deej, then you now have to go prep for the thing, practice for the thing for 1 hour and 6 minutes minimum. And if your name is not Deej, well then, sorry, this episode wasn't for you. I don't know how much. I think the point of me having Skyrim on the PlayStation is so that I can, like, play it while I'm doing stuff with other people. Because, like, you know, I've played it before. It's very casual, low attention. Maybe you could do it while you're watching a TV show or something, because there's lots of just quiet walking around parts. So I don't think I'll record any more Skyrim after this. But, you know, there'll be Skyrim adventures. Perhaps I will mention them occasionally. The next game, folks.